morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Hello, and welcome to Embracing Opportunity, a holistic approach to self, others, and business growth. We're going to have a great conversation today. I have lots to share about opportunity. This has kind of been where I have been spending some time in self-development and learning for the past couple of weeks, and I was inspired to share. Love to hear where you're from. This is being broadcasted live right now on my personal LinkedIn, on my Business Cultivate and Thrive Facebook page, and my Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. So I'd love to know if you are hashtag live or hashtag replay. And remember, like, follow, subscribe, or connect, whatever is appropriate for you in the channels you are on. Good morning, Joe. She's here. Wonderful. I encourage everyone to join us in the comments. I have a great outline today of things I want to discuss. And surprise, last minute guest. What could be better? International show, right? Let's welcome the one, the only, Judith!
Woo! Hi, Michelle. Afternoon greetings from Finnish, still quite cold winter weather.
Yes, it's cold here, but nothing like there. Thank God. I couldn't handle it.
You are lucky.
Yes.
I'll relocate in the future, so.
Me too. I was told yesterday by someone when this person found out that I was related to my sister, whom they've known for a while, my oldest sister, that there was no way we're related because I'm a Yankee and she sounds like a Southerner. And we're both from Michigan. And I'm like, that's right. I'm a Yankee. Always will be. Don't matter where I live. So anyway, let's get started. We have lots of stuff to cover. So I'm going to go over this again. I will be looking at my notes because I don't want to miss anything. And I have my dear friend here from Finland who is going to chime in and share her international wisdom.
I'm excited. And thank you for inviting me to the show 30 minutes prior to the live.
We're big planners. No, we're opportunity seizers.
Exactly. Exactly.
That Caesar's like the pizza, right? But seize the day. Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about when we talk about opportunity is that we really need to acknowledge the interconnectedness of personal, professional, and business opportunities. If you follow me at all and have read some of the stuff that I post or watch some of the lives, I talk about how we are a whole person, right? We're not separate identities. We're not our business self, our personal self. For me, I'm a grandmother, wife, mother, aunt, daughter, wife, on and on. But those aren't separate identities. That's all part of the person I am. They're interconnected. It makes me who I am. I can't really separate one part of me from another part of me. And I think that, especially in business, right? And I think you can probably speak to this, Judith, that we are taught to separate personal from business. And I believe that's changing. What are your insights on that?
That is exactly the unfortunate truth that we often think that we have to be different. Or we should be different, and we have been taught to present ourselves and kind of like shut down our personality, often even our values, how we are, our sparkling characters. And I remember when I was doing my master's thesis called Lead Through Love, I found Melinda Gates, now French, telling that we should be, when we enter to the workplace, we should be able to be the same person than what we are are at home, of course, with little boundaries. I would say you don't share everything and everything about yourself, and of course professional behavior is a little bit different and more, let's say, cordial often, because we have to behave better and treat people a little bit better, a little bit different, not so open and not so wild than we do with our closest ones. But otherwise, we really should be able to be ourselves and strive for that.
Yeah, so a couple of things that I take away from that is, first of all, if you have the positive mindset in place, being cordial shouldn't be an issue. Right? Absolutely. Because we should be considerate of other people anyway. And if we're in a positive mindset, we won't be throwing up negativity on other people. And I think employers, potential employers, when they're interviewing, they need to take into consideration who that person is and whether their values fit with the company. Instead of stifling someone who will be unhappy, you need to embrace them. And we do need people who are different. And we'll talk about that a little bit later to make a good team, right?
Absolutely.
So when we're talking about opportunities, usually opportunities we're looking at for success, right? To accomplish something or to gain something. But you have to remember that opportunities aren't just for the individual. They're also mm-hmm. for the benefit of others and for business adventures, much like the opportunities you find in networking, meeting new business people. There's opportunities for everyone, not just for yourself. And that we should keep that in mind as we're open to opportunities. When we're looking at understanding opportunity for self, we need to consider personal development. For instance, when I opened, I talked about I was inspired and motivated to do this podcast about opportunity because of self-development I was doing. Perfect example. We need to advocate for our self-awareness and continuous self-improvement as fundamental to recognizing our personal opportunities. Oh, hold on. We have a huge comment from Ronald. Let's see what Ronald has to say. All things to all people and nothing to ourselves. A woman shared that with him many years ago, and he hadn't a clue. Yet he lived that life. He splintered between hundreds and hundreds of customers, family roles, responsibilities. Life became an endless stream of tasks and opportunities, hard to be and possible to be present on any arena. And he's got the question mark there, but I totally understand what he's saying. And I think back when we were younger, some of us farther back than others, right, Ronald? That's what we were taught, to keep everything separate. And I think that led to a lot of unfulfillment professionally and personally. Wouldn't you agree, Judith?
I want to a little bit take different angle
okay.
for this one. And this actually comes from you, as I've been following you as a coach and you've been training me. So you talk about that self-love. Mm-hmm. And what I read from Ronald's comments is that there was actually missing that part that it says all things to all people and nothing to ourselves. And there is the error. So we can and we should serve one another, but it won't be happening from empty place.
Right.
So you cannot, of course, sometimes we share so much from ourselves, even me, that I go totally empty, but then you have to fill that up. So, right. So I'm seeing the lack of love here. What do you think, Michelle? Because I think this is actually your spot.
Well, I think that's really where we overlap, right? With your lead through love and my knowing, embracing, and claiming self absolutely overlaps, because when we're in a role where we're not experiencing the lead through love, it's up to us to recognize what we what we are, who we are, what we have to offer, and whether or not that situation is a good fit for us. It may just not be. We may need to move on. And this is a good opportunity to remind you that when we're understanding the opportunity for self, it is important to keep doing the skill development, educating yourself, and do the introspection. Spend time to really reflect on who you are, who you want to be, and how you get there. At the end of December, I offered the free opportunity to discover your word of the year. Many people do it. Some people pick a word that they want to aspire to. Some people spend more time choosing a word. When I started the process, I kind of was in that, oh, I want that word. Or I was just feeling a void at that time, and I thought this word would bring me out of the void for next year. Mm-hmm. But I've learned that there's really more to it, because we really need to have a clue of where we want to go. And to have a clue of where we want to go, we need to know who we are, right?
That's very true. I have to add that I'm actually on the path. I'm going towards the day two exercises.
Awesome. Keep it up, because I'll be watching you.
I know you are, and I'll promise to share the word, but I'm gonna do it exactly the way you mentioned that it would be good, because yes. I've been doing this two or three times before already, choosing the word, but I did it different way, and this time I wanted to give the process opportunity for us as itself, for myself, that not to rush into something, not to push anything, but really go through now the process as guided and see what comes out. So let's see.
So what I hear you saying is that you're taking the opportunity to do the introspection for personal growth.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And like Ronald said, in that top value of self, absolutely. I was raised that way. Children should be seen and not heard, raised that way. And, you know, I would be a liar if I didn't say my kids were never told that. We were far from perfect parents. I know way more now, as we usually do after doing something. We've learned what we would do better. But fortunate for us, we're ever living until the time comes when we're living no more, so we can be ever growing and developing. And we can still pour into our adult children, our family, our friends, our colleagues, and ourselves how important it is to have that self-value.
I would like to share about my story in short about that. Since Ronald told his and you told her yours, mine was different. As a kid, I have three brothers who used to torture me, but let's not go there. But anyhow, our parents allowed us to speak and have an opinion or opinions. And it was lovely until the school. Where here in our system, it was often that you have to agree something, you learn mm-hmm. something, and you have to agree, and you cannot have your opinion or your voice. And that's also something that happens in the workplaces. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reason that I had to, in adult life, I had to relearn my value also.
Yeah, and I think that's very common. And I know that's, you're in Finland, but that's very common for us here in the U.S. too. Even though they talk about, and a lot of schools talk about, they want to teach you how to think for yourselves. But if you look at curriculums, they're really not written that way. They're written for you to accept what you're taught and spit it back out exactly how you're taught, right? No matter how your brain functions, because in this day and age, we have learned that not everyone's brain is wired the same way. Yet we expect kids to sit in a classroom, and sometimes now online, and mm-hmm. do everything exactly the same way, learn the same way, when everyone has different learning styles.
And for example, for me, it's impossible to to memorize things that I'm not interested in, or focus on things that I'm not interested in. But you see, when we talk about things that I'm passionate about, like people, love leadership, my work at Base End with digital twins, I get you know, lit up, and it excites me. It excites me to learn. But,
yeah.
but that way really is so suffocating. I hope we see improvement in that during the coming years.
Absolutely. And the next thing I want to talk about is well-being, but I do want to address this comment from Ronald about looking at his children's young pictures and how he could wish he could hold them again. For all those of you know, we are blessed to have a grandbaby living with us. Of course, with their parents, my daughter, her husband, and my grandson. My other two granddaughters, I spend very little time with because they live in another state. But my husband, like Ronald, worked a lot. He worked 12, 14-hour days. And when he came home, really the last thing he wanted to deal with was a kid. I'm not saying he didn't spend time with them, but he is now getting the opportunity with his grandson that he didn't have with his own kids. And, you know, I, as a mother, have said, you've missed out on this and this, and he didn't see it. Now he sees it. Sadly, we can't go back and live that time.
Wow.
Yeah, so we really need to embrace opportunity of what is present before us. And
that
sometimes,
well said.
Yeah, sometimes that's a hard choice. Sometimes we're making the choice between money and family, and you really need to look at what money will buy you. Now, it's different if it's paying for your shelter to keep you warm or cool, mm-hmm. or feed you, or if it's to buy a fancy car, right? What are you really giving up? So we need to look at that. But that's probably one soapbox talk for today. Can't promise there won't be more. But and talking about well-being is important when we're looking at opportunity. So in recognizing opportunities that will contribute to your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Now, Yuta, you talked about how sometimes you let yourself just get empty and then you have to refill up. And we know when we're at that point, it's very difficult to really recharge. And it's very difficult when others need us and we can't be there, because then that brings on feelings of guilt, feelings of resentment, because we want to be there. We can't, for whatever reason, mentally or physically be there. They're upset with us. We're upset with ourselves. So we need to learn to keep ourselves recharged along the way. Keep in mind how to feed your well-being. And I believe I did a small talk on that. And on my website, michellegunn.com, there is a blog post about well-being also that you can look at. So we need to encourage ourselves to do self-care to help relieve or deal with stress so we can have a positive impact on our life, right? There's so much stress. The world is still changing. COVID was a huge thing. The world, I'm going to say, pivoted. Companies and organizations had to think on their feet and embrace different ways of doing business that they never did before. More people learned how to use Zoom and other online platforms to keep in touch. I know with my granddaughters and my son and his wife that are out of state, we use Messenger phone calls to keep mm-hmm. that relationship build. And, you know, we share pictures more easily because we don't have to print anything. We can just text it over, share it on an app. Those things will help fill you. I know they bring joy to me. There's different things we can do throughout the day to help with our well-being. And when you look at well-being, you can look at it personally and professionally. Because again, you're one person. If you are being stressed at work, you need to figure out how to handle that. Sometimes we can't eliminate the stress, but we can deal with it. I don't know if you have something to share about that.
One of the crucial things for me is rest. And it's both physical and mental rest. Mm-hmm. And sometimes since my work is so social and it's a lot of brain work, you need to find ways to get those pressures out of your head. And also I'm very social in social media, as some of you may know and Michelle knows, on LinkedIn. And I did this 24-day advent calendar in December for the second time. So I did post every day for 24 days. And each one of them was made during the day. And most had new pictures, new ideas, new insights, new discoveries. And then there's also the work. And then there was also the Christmas preparations for the family and my mom being in a wheelchair. Starting this last fall, through lots of new challenges. So it was really time when everything was hectic mentally and physically. So it really, it did empty. Like, I did my best. I tried to rest as well, but it just wasn't enough. Sometimes it's not. But now I'm back on my feet, well, happily and energized this year. But it really took some days of no posts, no nothing, as little, just the priorities that I really have to do, and really keeping my boundaries with people. So that's what I'm also suggesting others, that learn your boundaries, and also if you can learn them a little bit before than you're burning the brightest.
And that can be very hard, I think, both personally and professionally, especially in the days with cell phones. It's so easy to be connected to people. We often forget that we don't have to take the call. We don't have to answer the text immediately. And I'm pretty bad at that. But, or good, depending on who's receiving, right?
who's the counterpart?
Anyway. Well, you know, not everything is emergent. And then, since absolutely, I'm one who thinks we should respond right away, I get frustrated when others don't. Ask my husband. But anyway, I'm not going to name any names. So.
We are fine, Michelle.
Yeah. And I think your journey with your advent calendar, which people follow you did on LinkedIn, connect with her. She has amazing, amazing content. Digital Twins is so interesting. Please check out her post today. I'm always learning stuff from her. And she loves to see food pictures. I'm just going to say that. So put those in the comments as well. Anyway.
Coffee.
Are you drinking yours? I have my home-brewed Starbucks in my last year's Valentine's purple Starbucks cup.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
See the heart?
I saw that. That's the first thing always. If anyone, I gotta mention about the heart, as heart woman, and it was given name to me during the Lee True Love master's thesis. I got it from the company who was the commissioning company, and I think it was both given with love and with some sarcasm as well. So. I kept it. So that's where the heart woman comes. The topic is always about loving people. Put people first and lead true love.
Absolutely.
And the hearts will always stay always with me. And I love seeing that mug.
Yeah, and when we talk about that, of course, Judith has her thesis posted on her profile for LinkedIn. Check it out. It's a great read. I've read it a couple times. We did a show on it. You can go back and check that out. We'll probably talk about that more in the future. But let's talk about the third thing I want to talk about. An opportunity is passion and fulfillment. right? I know we're all on a journey through life. And if you can absolutely figure out what your purpose is, that will help you get fulfillment and find passion. You really need to align your personal pursuits with your passion and your purpose. Now, I'll tell a quick story about, I've told it before, coaching is not something that when you look through a college course catalog in the 1980s was actually an option for us and didn't really hear about it. We talked about coach, you thought about football, baseball, and other sports, right? Or vocal coach or something like that. But when I worked in a church, we were looking at developing our volunteerism and getting our parishioners involved in their parish, because it really is their parish. Mm-hmm. And not only do they financially support it, but they also support it with their time and talents. So we were looking, the pastor and I were looking at ways to do it, and we came across Gallup, who has a program for churches. And I learned about coaching. That's where I took my Clifton Strengths Assessment. And I went and got certified and found out that I love coaching. Now, looking back in my history, I've worked a lot of management, and I had always been working on developing people. I just didn't know that there was a place specifically for that. And that's really how I found it, and that's how I got the opportunity, because I was open to that and started my own coaching business and have been working on that. My most fulfilling days are when I get to help someone else find their value and really learn how to claim it and aim it. What are your thoughts on finding your passion and fulfillment, Judith?
It's crucial. Also, it's so important in life. Because when you have no idea what your purpose is in this world, and you have no passion for what you do, either at work or even in your personal life, even in your sometimes very lousy relationships, there's no passion, there's no really purpose. You are with someone for a reason or another, but it's not a way to live. You need to know why you were created to be on this earth and find the things that spark you. What is it why you are here? Because when you have that passion, and I know this also from example from my life, that when you have that knowledge, it will give you such energies, and work is not work anymore.
Right.
And your life is not just performing, but it's actually you will live when you have your purpose figured out.
Right. So when we're talking about opportunity, keep in mind passion and fulfillment. Keep your mind open for those opportunities. Definitely. And then let's move on. That was all about, right, understanding the opportunity for yourself. So let's move on to others, understanding the opportunity for others. So that brings at least one big word that you've heard a lot about lately, but hopefully two, collaboration and empathy, right? Mm-hmm. We need to really recognize the opportunities to work with other people and to support other people. And using empathy and understanding the needs of others around you will really help you. Sorry, struggling with my words. Will really help you keep your mind open for opportunities that work with others, that benefit others as well as yourself. And I think Lead Through Love probably really speaks on, right, the empathy for others.
It is because you will put people first. Yes. You don't, even in, I would say from the quite recent work event about colleagues. Sometimes we have to let someone go who works with us, who we love, because we know that there's something that is better for them personally. So it's always, whether it is your colleagues, whoever, you have to think, you have to put those people first and there, what is important to them. So it's very lovely. Love leadership, lead to love, is very selfless way. But in return, I can tell that it just brings so much love back and so much successes and fulfillment that it's unbelievable. So collaboration, empathy is all, it's what love leadership is all about, and respect and trust.
Yeah. So I think when we're talking about opportunity for others, this is a great opportunity to thank Ronald Henderson for being with us today and for participating. He's going to have to leave shortly. Follow him, connect on LinkedIn. If you want to catch Ronald in action, Friday mornings on Coffee on the Peak with Thane Isaacs and Scott Lysak. Sorry, Lysak. Scott.
Yes, Lysak.
Lysak, definitely. Ronald starts out and he's so inspirational. Listening to him speak from the heart through scripture and faith is amazing. And it's an opportunity you definitely don't want to miss.
And actually in Finnish time, I have to also say, because I'm sure there could be someone from Finland here or Europe, so you can relate with the time zone here better. So it's 3 p.m. Finnish time. And I try to join as often as I can also. It's a wonderful way for me to end the work week. So lots of love to Thane, Ronald, and Scott.
Absolutely. So now we're going to move on to mentorship in leadership. So remember, mentorship is when you find somebody else in business, or, and I guess you could have a personal mentor. Why not? Right. So if you're a new mom, you'd look for a mentor mom. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Why not? For an opportunity for personal and collaborative growth. So the mentor is somebody who's been there, done that, that can share their wisdom and experiences with you to help guide you. They share what they know. That's a great opportunity for growth. And also leadership opportunities. Those arise from being able to help and guide and inspire other people. Now, I think leadership, the topic of leadership itself, is probably at least another show, if not many, right? Because we definitely
lead daily people. Show.
Yeah, right. Right. But look for those opportunities to be a mentor, to get a mentor, to be a leader, to learn from leaders. And sometimes it's learn what not to do. And sometimes it's learning what to do. But those are really great opportunities for you to also find your passion, to gain fulfillment, to fill yourself up, and to learn who you are.
They are. I also have mentors. One started to actually mentor me, how to say, I don't know, by accident or by, how do you say, what would be the right word? It was kind of like an accident, but not, it wasn't, but someone who spotted, great man who spotted, some of the things in my life, in my work life, that I wasn't noticing. And he became my mentor. And because of his experience in the work life, he was one who was helping me out of the pit where I had gotten stuck. So I have one amazing man, that especially, and I'm also picking up with the mentor, at least mentoring mode for the younger ones, especially, well, not just women, but some women who I see that I can help with, that they wouldn't have to fall from so high and damage themselves so badly in their career. So mentorship is great. It helps so much with the professional development, and it requires of course also selfless approach, and good, you have to have good self-esteem so that you don't think that those people, younger people, compete with you, but you see them as an opportunity for a better future. And also that we can, mentors learn from their mentees and vice versa. So it's exciting way to learn.
It's a great opportunity, isn't it?
It is. It is.
That benefits both self and others. We also want to think about the social impact, right? So you can create positive change. And I think Judith was really describing that very well by identifying these opportunities to contribute to the social causes as well as personal business causes through mentorship and leadership. And I think you're doing that by impacting these younger people, men or women, and help guiding them along. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And also older people as well. Opening their eyes to see actually if we think about love leadership, what is opposite of that? It is called fear-based leadership. And instead of empowerment, collaboration, and carrot, it gives you commands, control, stick, often micromanagement. Mm-hmm. And it's what it really shuts down all creativity. And you're just trying to do whatever you're told without utilizing your skills and without having that encouragement to flourish. So since we are taught to live under that kind of influence in many countries and in many companies, many organizations, it harms us so much as personals, as person. But when we understand that is not right, why are you feeling so bad about your leadership? And when you realize that it is not something that you should accept, and that your worth is much more, and that you deserve all the best, and you deserve to be treated well and seen as unique person, it changes so much. So my eyes are always open to share about it where there is a good place for that, and also help people to see their value. And so many do not see their value, and that's also when you and I overlap, because mm-hmm. you teach about us being unique beings and all that. So
absolutely. So let's move on to the third prong, as we're 40 minutes in. Can you believe how fast the time 40. Is going?
Okay. How many topics do we have still? Because remember that I joined this, I heard about, Michelle invited me actually, because she heard that I would be able to listen. So she invited me in like 3:30 my time, 30 minutes before this live started. So I had no idea about the topic. So I'm totally winging it today.
Doing awesome.
So but what I knew do we would. Have still? So we know how much to share and how in depth.
Yeah. So this is our last topic besides, you know, wrapping things up would be professional. Understanding the opportunity for business and personal growth. Mm-hmm. That's our final topic. So the number one would be entrepreneurship. I always have a hard time with that word. So having the entrepreneurial mindset, and it involves identifying opportunities to be able to innovate for business success, right? Always being open for the opportunity, always looking for the opportunity and where that might lead. That's the biggest thing in that arena. Do you have anything to add about that specific thing?
What I see as entrepreneurial mindset, lovely word, is that we will treat our employer, who we work for, as it was our own.
Okay.
With whatever we do, and for example, something that I see often is that when you are spending someone else's money, when it's the company money, it's easy to just justify anything if you would be the one who's spending it. But if it would be your company and you would think about how to spend it, you would be more careful about that. So I would say it's about caring about the company. But this as well is something that cannot be, what is the word, abused. Mm-hmm. Because when you have the entrepreneur mindset, it also, the company should also be the kind whose leadership, whose management values its people. So it's two-way street. You cannot just suck everything out of the people and then think that they will give all best of theirs, their innovation, their thoughts, their ideas, their pearls. No pearls to the pigs. That's my advice.
So I like that, because when I thought about talking about, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset, I'm thinking mm-hmm. about someone who's a business owner or looking to create a business on their own mm-hmm. or a project. And relating that as an employee, you really see your employer and you as almost as one, as a team. So when you're looking for opportunities as an employee, it's not just opportunity for yourself, but it's our others, right? Which would be mm-hmm. our employer. So we're looking for a win-win opportunity. Hey, it's good for me as an employee, and the company also wins because of whatever, right?
Exactly.
Awesome.
I'm utilizing the opportunity, for example, through LinkedIn, that I am there as a person, and it's just one place to meet people. Actually, it's about people there. That's always the core. No product, no service, no nothing goes ahead of that. But then also it's opportunity for the company, if they understand, like sometimes when you do, some of the people who do things in social media, even though it's just actually social engagements, some companies see it as a threat or something mm-hmm. negative, and they hate that they cannot control you or that you compete with them or things right. like that. So I think for me and for what I do as my daily work, it's opportunity for the both, and I love it, and it's actually valued. So
awesome. Sounds like you work for somebody who understands love leadership.
They do.
That's they do. Great. I know lots of people who need that.
And we all have things to learn also. It's mm-hmm. it's also a journey.
Yes. So let's move along to professional advancement. So really, as individuals, we need to recognize the opportunities for career advancement and skill enhancement, right? Oftentimes, when you talk about the fear-based leadership, they really do not encourage personal and professional growth, because either the manager above them are scared you're going to take their job, right? Or they just don't want anybody else to be getting credit because they need all the credit. But when we look at more money.
Right. Sometimes with the skills, with the degrees, with things like that, you should be also rewarding that mm-hmm. financially.
Yeah. So when we look at professional advancement and opportunity, think about the importance of networking. Take those opportunities to network. Take those opportunities mm-hmm. to stay informed about industry trends. Some people don't like to go to conferences or networking things, but think about the opportunities that are there for your own professional and personal, really, development, especially if you're not used to networking. Hey, it's scary because everybody's thinking about how they're going to come across and if they're going to be rejected, but instead use the opportunity mindset and focus on how people can benefit from you. What benefit can you provide to other people? And that provides opportunity for both yourself to grow and for the other people that you meet to grow.
I have a one hint for that.
Yes.
That, especially when we meet a lot of people in events and, Even from my quite previous experience when I was in New York with Finnish business delegation, we met tons of people. We don't remember even what we talk about, but like the lovely Kurt says, we will remember how someone made us feel.
Yes.
So don't think about that you have to be perfect or that you have to be smarter than everyone else. You won't be smarter than anyone else, but you may have amazing experience, amazing gifts about where your uniqueness is or where your company unique offerings are. But you don't have to see others as competitors. Be authentic you and see people, hear people who are around you and be present and everything, good things will follow.
Yes, and I think it's important to remember that networking shouldn't be about getting a sale, right? Mm-hmm. Or necessarily getting a business contact, but about the opportunity to build relationships because that person may not be your next client, but they may refer someone to you. And a good book that demonstrates that is called The Go-Giver. And I forget who it's by. And I know I have it somewhere in my room here. My friend Vic recommended that to me. But The Go-Giver is a very good book that explains opportunity and building relationships.
I haven't checked that yet, but sounds interesting.
It is very good. Everything he recommends to read is very good. But so the third and final topic under opportunity for business and professional growth is financial opportunities. So we need to have the financial literacy so that we can recognize and seize opportunities in both personal and business financial growth. So mm-hmm. that's looking at investments, strategic financial decisions, and that is really beyond my expertise.
Strategic partnerships.
Right, strategic partners. Corporation. That's really something you need to keep open, and really in business and personally. You need to have a handle on that financial aspect.
Absolutely.
And I think if you need help in that area, I know there's a ton of people out there that can help. Just follow some people, connect, ask for referrals, and someone can help you with that. So that's really our topics for today, but I do want to summarize by emphasizing that there is an interconnectedness. I don't know why that's hard for me to say. Interconnectedness.
It's too early for you.
No, it's not. This is my best time. Later, it'll get worse. Yeah. Interconnectedness of self, others, and business in seizing opportunities. Because remember, you're not a separate person. You are self. You relate to others. And business is part of you. And make sure that you use a balanced approach. Now, we're not talking about 50-50. Balance looks mm-hmm. different for different people. And you need to keep an eye on the success of your business ventures. So always have an open mind for opportunities in business. And when dealing with other people, opportunities for yourself as well as opportunities for others. So I really want to inspire you to use that opportunity mindset in a positive way to move forward starting today. When you're every day, keep your mind open to opportunity and where that can bring you. And
be bold. That requires boldness.
Great term. Great word. Absolutely. Do not have the fear. And again, I'm going to address that in the coming weeks. I think in 2 weeks, I'm going to do a week long about more things about opportunity. And being bold, as Judith says, is definitely, you cannot be afraid. Do not let fear cripple you into determining things. That doesn't mean you should jump in without thinking things through, but let's not overthink them.
It's like when you sent me the message today that joined the live as surprise guest. I was like, no.
She did. She said no with lots of O's.
Yeah, but it was like the first. Yeah, but that's also something that I've been learning a lot. That when it's about the change, it's about the surprise. And we have to teach ourselves, and this was the opportunity. This was great opportunity to come and join this live. Though I had to do some hair brushing and such very fast. And I'm really not the polished one that I usually like to be for this live type of, or when meeting people online or offline, you know, facially. So face to face, but. It was really, I took the opportunity. I took some, I don't know, you could check, was it a couple of minutes of rethinking, like, do I really say no? And because I know that when you ask about it, you mean it, and it will bring you joy as well. So,
right. And it was a great opportunity for me, because I thought here I was just going to be sharing information with everyone. And here you just like, oh, maybe I should join you. Ha, ha, ha. Right. And I'm like, oh, yeah, great idea.
Yeah, but I meant I'm just trying to join through the chat.
Yes. But if I was not open to that opportunity, it would be a whole different experience. Not only for anyone who watches or who has participated, but for both you and I.
We did it.
We did it. And we're gaining more experience. Yay!
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And also see those familiar faces commenting who made it. Made it here with us today as well.
Yes. So my lives are going to be regular Wednesdays, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. Let me think.
4 p.m. Finland.
4 p.m. Finland. And then the U.S. people can figure it out. I am not good at time zones.
I can tell you that it's 9 a.m. New York.
Yeah. And I was.
Hold on. 6. Hold on. 6 for Los Angeles for the West Coast.
There you go. Right. Thank you. See? Yeah. And I originally was planning on doing it an hour earlier, but my first time I had issues. So the opportunity decided on my time frame. So I know it doesn't work best for everyone, but lucky for us, there's this thing called replay. And so that will live, and I will also download the audio and turn it into a podcast, so it will live there as well. So thank you, Judith, for showing up today on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and soon to be podcast without even planning or knowing about it.
It was wonderful to show up and join this hour with you, and and also have this live brainstorming in a way. It's always when two people meet, it's where the magic happens, and it's the miracle of dialogue, like my dad teaches.
Yeah.
It's when actually things born when we cooperate together.
Absolutely. So we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much for everyone who's attended. And remember, if you watch the replay, hashtag replay in the comments so we can see who has been here. And again, like, follow, subscribe, connect. Both Judith and I are open to that. And if you have any questions or comments, please do it. Either here, reach out via DM to either one of us, and we'll be happy to have a chat. Have a great Absolutely. Rest of your week.
See you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.